We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here on the Wendy's Big Show, I don't know exactly how close you are to getting home, but if you're out of work, good. It's Monday. You survived. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, intern Joel back there with Anthony Nelson
Joel?
Mandela.
Intern Joel? He doesn't have a nickname yet?
I don't know. Does he?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, intern Joel.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. Cool. It's a Monday, Anthony. Don't expect too much.
Yeah, he doesn't have a nickname.
Chris Middleton. Guys, has been a lightning rod in this city for as long as I can remember him being here. It's traded over from Brandon Knight for Brandon Jennings when the Milwaukee Bucks made that move. A former second-round pick. Obviously, we all know the story. He's now an all-star for the first time in his career. Numbers a little bit down, but as everybody looks at the Milwaukee Bucks, Sparky, Chris Middleton, number 22, continually is like the focal point of controversy, and it brought you to a very, very interesting question for everybody who doesn't necessarily like Chris Middleton.
See, that's the thing about this whole Chris Middleton thing. So he's an all-star. He's on that second or third level of star players in the league.
He was like 30th best player a couple of years ago in the league. He's only climbed up in those rankings.
Yep, so he's somewhere in that area. But when you talk about how much money people want to pay him, it always gets into not even really a fight. It doesn't seem like anybody wants to pay him around $30 million, like has been the number thrown out there from time to time. But it does seem like everybody has their own number that they're comfortable paying Chris Middleton per year. It's always, I'm not going to pay him that, but if it was this, then I could get down with paying Chris Middleton, but not for much more than that. It seems like everybody has a number that they'd be willing to pay as a fan, even though it's not our money, it's Bucks' money, how much would you be willing to pay Chris Middleton long-term to come back here on a 4 or 5 year deal? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's your number?
Oh, simple. I was just going to ask you the same question, Sparky.
Yep, same thing. Like, what is that number for everybody when you start talking about, you know, contracts that you want to pay him? And that is the big thing, because I think we all agree that it's not going to be $30 million for most of us, right? Are we all in the same range there?
No, that I'll join you there.
It's not going to be that.
No, it could be.
Okay.
Oh, so you are? Oh, okay.
It could be for me.
Here we go.
Now, do we consider him a small forward?
I don't know. That's a basketball player. I don't care.
Okay.
Are you going to give me numbers of small forwards? Are you
gonna can. If you don't want me to, I don't have to. Then you can just pick a random number. Go ahead.
Let's hear some of them.
Small forwards, as considered by Spotrac, small numbers, average salary on their current contract that they're on. LeBron James, $38.3 million. Andrew Wiggins, $36.9 million. Paul George, $34.2 million. Gordon Hayward, $31.9 million. Kevin Durant, $30.7 million.
Hold up. Can I just... So, am I... Gordon Hayward's overpaid.
Yeah.
Wiggins. Minnesota
Wiggins.
Andrew
Wiggins. Most overpaid.
Overpaid.
Yeah, Timberwolves fans. I just want to like him.
I'm just going to say he's better than Andrew Wiggins.
And what I'm saying that is, I'll take Middleton over Wiggins, and who was the other guy? And Gordon Hayward right now.
And those are dumb contracts that the Minnesota fan base especially hates.
Go ahead.
Otto Porter, another one that they hated in Washington. That's why they trade him. $26.6 million. Harrison Barnes, $23.6
million. Take Middleton over him.
Chandler Parsons, $23.6
million. Take
Middleton over him. Danilo Gallinari, $21.5
million. Take Middleton over him.
And then guys that are coming up on free agency here, Kawhi Leonard, $18.8
million. No, not that one.
Evan Turner, 17.5.
Take Middleton over. Yep.
Tobias Harris, $16 million.
That's a push.
And he's going to free agency. Iguodala, $16 million. Ariza, $15 million.
Over him.
Damari Carroll, $14.5 million. And then there's Middleton at $14 million right now.
Yeah, no,
those are all the guys in front of him.
Yeah, no. That's just crazy. And here's my thing with Middleton. 414-799-1250. For you folks who want to get in on this Middleton conversation.
Yeah, what's your number for Chris Middleton?
If they get, listen, they don't even have to win it. If they get to the championship game, you got to pay him the max.
The Eastern Conference title game?
Yeah. No.
The NBA Finals.
NBA Finals. They lose it, you got to pay him whatever that number is. Is that 34?
Yeah, it's around. I think
right
it's around
34, 35 is what.
You got to pay him 34. You got to.
I tried calculating.
You just got to pay it to him. You got to give it to him. Because if they get that far, that means that he's doing his job. You got to pin a $34 million, whatever that is.
And whatever his job is, because the team is winning. I know
right.
The numbers,
wherever it is,
the numbers aren't
he's doing his job. Because they ain't going to get, I mean, it's going to be a host of players, but they ain't going to get there without him.
Okay, so we're talking about Chris Middleton. Middleton could command a five-year, $190 million deal from the Bucks.
Come on now.
And if he goes somewhere else, it's four at 140. To give you an idea of what we're talking about. So five at 190 from the Bucks if he stays.
$38 million.
Or four at 140 if he goes somewhere else, baby Tosh. Four at 140 if he goes somewhere else.
So that's 35.
So you're talking about $3 million a year difference, approximately, somewhere in that area, in the difference if he stays here or goes somewhere else.
So you're saying he's going to be making the same amount of money as LeBron James if you would sign him to a max contract?
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do all that. I could give you like 28 to 32 if I'm in that range. Like Gary said, if I'm in the title game, I could give you 28 to 32.
What if you're knocked out in the quarterfinals?
I'd give you 25 to 28. And earn yourself the extra near almost $7 million if we get ourselves in ring territory.
Wait a minute. So you're saying if they make the NBA Finals championship game, you would only give them 28?
Well, no, it depends on where the other offers are, but low basement bargain, I'd give them at least 28, 30.
What if they made the championship game?
Right around 32, maybe.
Give it all to them. At that point, what's $2 million between friends, dude? Come on.
Well, it's Brooke Lopez. It's the ability to sign a guy for $3.5 million who I can add to the team. Who's trying to come in at like a mid-level exception. That's the only reason why I think it's possible, because if they go to the championship game, Chris Middleton's going to be able to make all the money he wants in this city, because he's going to be a big part of it. Obviously, he's not number one. Giannis can have any endorsement that he wants. But if this team goes to the NBA Finals, dude, what's a couple of million between friends? We'll make you the other.
Sure, okay.
But we got to find another dude to come in here and play with you.
And you have to tell him that.
Right. It's got
to
be an agreement.
He has to be on board with that. But I lay that out is, dude, if you want it all, we'll give you it all. But here's what we need to do. In order to keep this train rolling, here's what we need to do.
And 34 also needs to be a part of those conversations
as
well.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. Moving
because
forward.
If I'm Chris Middleton, and I'm going to take a couple extra less so we can get in a guy like Brooke Lopez, or we can get in a corner shooter. Hey,
now
man,
say
you can't
don't,
be taking that super
say,
max.
Say you're knocked out, and this for me, it's all, you know, what if. But say you're knocked out in the Eastern Conference Final. Then I'm on board with probably like 28, 25, maybe.
In that little pocket.
Yeah.
25 to 28.
Because now I need for you to come back and work and get there. My numbers are predicated on how well they do. They get bounced out in the first round, you get nothing. See, I try to do something else. I go somewhere else. I know it's not working. It's not right. It's what I thought it would be. Then we do something different.
Fun buyout story in the NBA. Jeremy Lin joining the Toronto Raptors.
Yep, Ben McLemore's already there. Did you see why Wayne Ellington signed with the Pistons?
No, why did he sign with the Pistons?
I gave him $2.5 million for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I would go too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Or $2.4 million, whatever it was.
I'll eat in a pizza room
Could
for that.
Could not believe that when I saw that. He's Wayne Ellington. I get it, but good Lord, you're not going anywhere anyways. See, that's...
You're still holding out on a center on your number, Sparky.
Yeah, because I... For me, with the Windhorse report of apparently this morning that they have a max slot that they can use on somebody. So if it's, and we'll talk to Eric Namor about this tomorrow, but if it's Middleton or entertain somebody else for the actual max number, like Durant or Kyrie or Jimmy Butler, I don't want Jimmy Butler, but those guys, then I'm telling Chris Middleton, we're going to talk to these guys first. We'll get back to you. Now, he may be upset at that. But considering I can pay him significantly more than the other team and give him a year longer deal than the other team, I'll take that gamble. I'm going to try and see who wants to come play with Giannis, baby Tausch. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I can't find anybody to come play with him, then I'm going to turn to Chris Middleton and go, you know that number, the most you can sign with somebody else is four at 140. That's what, $32 million you said?
35.
$35 million, four at 140. Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, I can't do that. No. And you can look at bad deals for Wiggins, and you can look at bad deals for Otto Porter at $26 million. I'd give him the Otto Porter deal, around $26 million a year. I'm comfortable with that. Fine. Done. That's $6 million less a year than he can get from somebody else. Odds are he'd leave and go somewhere else. I understand that. I can't give that dude that much money, man. I can't. Cannot do that.
$28 million would be a double up out of salary. That would be the, hey, man, we know what you did. We know you've taken a lot of shots back that you probably could have put up. You've sacrificed for the team. So here we go. We'll double you up. You think he takes it?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
414-799-1250.
I don't know.
Everybody wants to say don't sign Chris Middleton to the max, but what's your number?
Take something else into consideration, Gary, okay? Via Frank Madden, who is a friend, obviously, of the station. If Giannis decides he's going to sign that Supermax deal, okay? Following along, Gary?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what his salary projections look like. $42.6 million in 21, $46 million in 22, $49.4 million in 23, $52.8 million in 24, $56.2 million in 25. For a grand total of $247.2 million. That's what he's going to get paid. So now you're going to go run and give Chris Middleton $38 million a year to go along with that? You're going to be at, what, $80 million on two guys in 21, 22?
We just talked about luxury tax. We talked about it earlier today.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
there's no question about that.
If you're going to win it, that's
you're going to pay rent
in a
luxury
tax. That's the cost of the price of winning.
Right. And one day you're going to go to the stadium, it's going to be closed because they have no money to pay for the electric.
Golden State's going to be like that. Depends on what Golden State's going to do. They're going to have to be like that as well.
Man, $247 million?
Yeah. Two guys. You want to take a phone call?
That's one guy. That's just Giannis' Supermax.
Yeah. That would just be his Supermax. Yeah. Yeah, if I'm Chris Middleton, hey, man, you can't do that. If I'm gonna stay,
yeah, but Middleton gets his money before Giannis.
And as Eric Name points out, if Giannis signed with another team, it would be a $34 million difference across those first 4 years for Giannis. And he'd be passing up on the guaranteed $56 million in year five. So really, at the end of the day, it would cost him $90 million, baby Tausch, if he didn't sign with the Bucks. $90 million.
Yeah, he's not going
over
anywhere.
5 years.
He's not going anywhere. If he can make that kind of money, he's not leaving at all.
No matter where you're playing.
No,
unless you're Anthony Davis.
Unless you're playing like on the moon, I think everybody's going to be down with that.
Look at Anthony Davis. He's big dumps at sea. Bye.
Man, that is outrageous. 414-799-1250. What's your number for Chris Middleton? You want to take one quick one before the break,
take
Gary?
One. Grab one.
Let's go. Louis and Franklin? Let's do it. Louis and Franklin, you're on the fan. What's your number for Chris Middleton?
Probably 25 to 28, too.
Yep.
I know we're hot and we have the best record in the league. I mean, I don't think this team can win two games against Golden State. I really don't. I know we match up well.
They beat them by 20-something earlier this year in their place.
Yeah, the regular season doesn't matter to them.
Okay.
Here's what I do know.
Because everyone did play in that game. I just wanted to make sure we all knew that.
I get it, but, I mean, Golden State let their players coach games, too, during the regular season.
Yeah,
so
right.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, they lost right. 5 of 6 then, too.
Yeah, go ahead, Louis.
The Gordon Hayward comment. So, Gordon Hayward last year was essentially a better offensive version of Chris Middleton. He was coming off his first All-Star game appearance. He's averaging like 25 a game. I think we look at Gordon Hayward now after that injury and really how deep they are at small forward in Boston, and you're just, it's a waste now. That's probably why they're trying to move him. He's probably not the same player. But I think that somebody's going to offer something like that to him. So if they have to pay him, I would prefer they pay him and try to vastly do a sign and trade with somebody for somebody better than him. This market playing with Giannis for a creative wing player, a creative offensive player at the 1, 2 or three really that could create their own shot and could take over games offensively. I think that's where their market is. I don't think it's with Anthony Davis. The problem that I'm running into here with Chris Middleton is they don't take it to seven games against Boston without him. He was the best player on our team in that series, and that's telling to me, and that's something that's when you want this guy to play his best. That's when you want your stars to play their best. So I think for me, 25 to 28, and leave yourself some room, obviously, for Giannis and maybe to pigeonhole another guy just as good as Middleton in there next to him. That's really what I go at, guys.
All right, Louis, thanks for the call. Great call. Great point. At that juncture, you want your dudes to be able to play best in the big moments, and Middleton has done that. Can he do it when the Bucks need it the most in a year where everybody, all eyes will be on the Milwaukee Bucks and what they do in the postseason? Be there to find out. What they do tonight is go up against the Chicago Bulls, the 13-43 Chicago Bulls. I take a lot of pride in saying that. I do not like that team much at all down there.
Yeah, they don't bother me.
They do ever since what we talked about earlier when the Sea of Red
game. That was a long time. They were good then.
No, I still don't like it. And I heard people chanting MVP for Derrick Rose.
Cub fans bother me more.
Shooting free throws.
Cub fans bother me more than any fan base in Chicago.
That's true. Yeah, I don't like them. And I don't really like Bear fans either. Need to say it. I really don't like White Sox fans either. Yeah, they all kind of get on my nerves. Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Bears and Packers allegedly going to be starting up the 2019 NFL season. We'll get Leroy Butler's take on this when he leaps into the studio momentarily. Gary Ellerson says, what, 25, around 28 million?
25, 28.
But if they go to the title?
I'll love it.
I'll love it. See Sparky Pfeiffer?
25, 26.
What's your number for Chris Middleton? 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this.
Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, awaiting the arrival of one Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela, other side
sure
of the glass.
You...
That's what he said.
He said he was.
When did you talk to him?
Said he had an appointment.
Texted us before the show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he didn't include you in that one.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways, so I'm just sitting here thinking, and could the Brewers get Bryce Harper and the Bucks get Kevin Durant in the same year?
Oh, man.
In 2019?
Now we're talking.
Brewers get Bryce Harper here on a short-term deal. Bucks get Kevin Durant in the summer. Gary Ellerson falls off his chair both times.
That would do it.
All this stuff, it is pie-in-the-sky stuff for Gary, right? It does, like, this is not happening. You just need to stop. But the Durant thing, possibility. Because if this dude hates the media and don't want to be in the spotlight, but still wants to win rings, him and Giannis in the East for 5-6 years, tell me who's going to beat him. I'll wait. Anybody?
Yeah, Boston's not beating that.
No.
Philadelphia, maybe, if Ben Simmons can shoot.
But they would have to re-sign Butler. They would have to re-sign Tobias Harris.
All of them.
Everybody have to come back, and he would be in the luxury tax.
Yeah.
Now, that owner down there, Josh, what's his name? Josh Harris, whatever his name is. He's already pretty much said, I'll go in luxury tax. I don't care. Right. I want to win.
I don't really care.
He won like 6 games in 5 years.
Yeah,
right. He don't care. He wants to win. He's sick of this.
They better.
But Durant, man. And again, in Milwaukee media.
Anthony Davis?
Milwaukee media's not going to ask him anything. You want to talk today, Kevin? That's working. We don't need to talk to you.
That's so true. That is exactly how it would go.
That's how. Get out of here.
Kevin, you got a couple minutes? No, man. All right. Cool. All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. See you
later. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of how it goes?
Nobody's got to mess with Kevin Durant in Milwaukee. Get out of here. No.
Gary, you're being a little bit quiet during the Kevin Durant talk.
Well, I mean, you and I are sitting here. I know we got some phone calls we got to get to real quick. But you and I were sitting here talking, and we was talking about, what's the boy name at Duke? Zion
Williamson.
And I said, man, did you hear what Zion said? Zion said he'd wouldn't mind going to New York and playing with KD and
Kyrie.
And Kyrie.
Yep.
And then, like, less than 10 seconds I got that out of my mouth, Steve sitting in the chair looked up. But could you believe that AD and Durant could play here in? I was like, juice, whoa. What's more likely to happen?
KD in Milwaukee. He's not going to go deal with New York media. I'll bet you on that. There's no way. He can't handle the weak West Coast media and Ethan Strauss, who is like one of the nicest dudes in the world. He can't handle that dude. How is he going to handle Mitch Lawrence and the
Ethan
rest of those
Strauss is harassing him, Steve, God, every day.
You heard the audio. He wasn't harassing anybody.
Every day, Ethan Strauss asking this man questions about where he's going. Dude, got tired of it.
You know, I heard, what's that dude's name on ESPN?
Adam Amin.
Adam Amin, is that who it is?
Play-by-play guy? Yeah.
No, he's one of the insiders or whatever.
At Nim.
You know who I'm talking about? You're messing with me.
Yeah, no, I didn't tell you.
Whatever. About. He was on NBA radio over the weekend. Point was brilliant. And
what's the point?
You'll understand this, and I'll understand this.
What's the point?
Baytosh won. He said, you know what I figured out with Kevin Durant? He don't have kids. Because when you have kids, they're going to ask you the same question 5, 6, 7, 8 times over and over and over and over. And once you have kids, this media stuff, that ain't that big of a deal. You deal with this every day. When Kevin Durant leaves the basketball arena, he's done. When I leave the basketball arena, I go home and I still have it at home. It doesn't ever let up. The kids don't, you don't get a break from kids. It was brilliant. It's absolutely true. I never compared the two, media and kids. But really, they're kind of the same person, right? Kids always asking, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Dad, when are we going to be there? When are we going to be there? When are we going to be there?
Are we there yet?
The media, 6 different ways to ask the same question over and over and over and over again. It really is very comparable.
Because you're talking to the media every single... Baseball just drives me nuts. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, the managers talk twice a day.
In the morning and after. That's straight crazy.
Mandated too.
Yes.
Yeah, baseball managers, that's a whole different thing.
Get these people, come on.
Let's go to Mike in Tulsa. Mike, what's your number for Chris Middleton, man?
I would personally pay him in the same. I mean, there's no news. We love to pay him 25 to stick around for that. But I just wanted to make the point that, to me, free agency all revolves around one key cog, and that's Klay Thompson. Because if he decides to stay, I feel there's a musical chairs that's going to occur between New York and the two L.A. teams that somebody's going to offer Chris the max at 32 or 4 years, and we're going to be left out trying to figure out what's going on. So I wanted to get your opinion on some of the other peripheral free agents if we lose Chris.
No. Don't have to be peripheral. Corden Brown, Windhorst, they can get a max guy, which means they can be in play for Kyrie. They can be in play for Durant. They can be in play for Kemba Walker. They can be in play for all of those guys.
I totally understand they could be in play for that, but I don't think any of those guys fit. KD does not want to be in New York media. I get that. But they were saying the same kind of stuff about Melo. He had a bit of an attitude, and like, you really want to go play in New York?
Yeah, but that was Lala. That wasn't him.
Yeah, Lala wanted to be there.
Right.
Kevin Durant doesn't have it. This is my point. Vucevic, to me, is I would bet any money we end up with him.
I like him.
Because he's going to get paid 20-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a max guy, but he is an all-star.
Yep.
And I don't know what Brooks going to ask for. But here's the point, guys. We really do have $70 million. Because I guarantee you, when the musical chairs is over with, we could dump Tony Snell to a team that still has value left under the cap for a second-round pick or 2 second-round picks. So we can open up $70 million in cash. What the heck happens with it, I have no idea. But we could definitely retain the team we want if we want to overpay Middleton. Or we could get one of the, like, B level, and this isn't a bad. Vucevic is a great player. I think
I like Vucevic. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm just saying there are some other people, and that's what I meant by periphery. Like not Kyrie, because I think he might go to L.A. and Kemba probably ends up in New York because again, it's going to be they're going to have the slot. They got to pay somebody. So I'm just wondering if it's who else besides Vucevic? Who am I missing? That's happy with the $25 million that we might bring in. That's what I'd ask you guys.
Yeah, and that's really the thing. I mean, if you look at some of these guys that are free agents, D'Angelo Russell, he going to be out there. DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins, he's going to be out there. I mean, there are guys that are going to be there that you can definitely decide to do with what you want. Obviously, guys at the top that are making the most money now, DeAndre Jordan, Klay Thompson, Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler, I believe he'll be a free agent as well. He'll be out there. Ricky Rubio.
How old is Vucevic? Because I think Mike might be hitting on a good point here.
Vucevic is 28.
You might not be looking at those older dudes, but some of the younger guys like a D'Angelo Russell would be more of the guys that if I'm going to go out and get somebody to play with Giannis, who I'd rather have come in.
But I think if you like Brook Lopez, you can get him a lot cheaper than Vucevic. If you think Brook Lopez is good enough, you can get him a lot cheaper than Vucevic, I think. And I don't know if everybody agrees with me. We'll have Eric Name from The Athletic on tomorrow at 3:48, and we can dive more into the financial numbers and so forth about this. But it is interesting because, again, like I said before, if I'm them, I tell Middleton, you just sit right there and hold on. I want to talk to some other guys first. And if you don't like it, you go somewhere else. That's fine. But I want to go see if I can dance with another superstar before I come back with Chris Middleton.
And I'm going to be the bearer of bad news to everybody on hold at 414-799-1250. Just like Stevie said, just sit right there, hang tight. We got to get an update. We'll be right back on the phone. Yep, your radio's right. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Served up hot and fresh, 2 to 6 every week here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. Every day of the week on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. And now we are graced by soon-to-be NFL Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap.
Longer.
Florida State, soon-to-be Hall of Famer.
Keep stretching.
Duval County's finest.
There you go.
Leroy Butler in the house.
Finally,
how you doing, Leroy?
Professional. We brought a professional here to...
Yeah, you're finally here. Thanks. We appreciate it.
I had to see my boy today, Amon Saleem, my doctor, has problems.
Oh, okay.
Well, no problem, but you know.
Well,
what I mean.
No, before you That's talk about guy. Any of the laws that you can't talk about your doctor's patient confidentiality.
Do what I want to do.
What's your number to pay Chris Middleton? The max he can make with the Milwaukee Bucks is a 5-year, $190 million contract. That's $38 million a year.
Let me have it.
The most that he can make if he signs with another organization is 4 years at
140,
which is $35 million a year.
Let me have the 38, cousin. Let's keep moving.
Okay. Next we question. Knew that was
no,
happening.
No. He's misunderstanding. No. We've been dealing with Leroy's brain for a while.
Listen, okay, yeah, you guys.
No. You don't get the money. No, you don't get the money.
I know it's for cash.
No, Chris Middleton gets the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Second best player on your team.
Right.
Get to him. That's the going rate. I don't make these rates. I just go buy them. I'm tired of y'all putting this rhetoric, trying to talk about people's pockets. The fan base don't get a chance to set these things. Just like you didn't want to give Dellavedova $10 million, that's the rate.
Thank Let's God just go nobody with listened it. To me on that.
But I'm just saying, though.
Right, just make more stupid deals.
It ain't stupid by
you. Using the Dellavedova deal
you.
Is a good
it
example.
It may be stupid by you, but by the letter of the law.
Letter of what law? There's no law. Letter, you can pay whatever you want.
Now, by the letter of the law, if you want an all-star, you got to pay it. Now, if you want an all-star, I'll listen to this kind of rhetoric. Y'all... 15-7, but the man an all-star. If you can't pay him this year, and he deserves to be paid, why even have him on a team? You should have traded him, got rid of him.
If the Lakers want to give him max money, they can.
We would love to have him.
No problem. Y'all can have him. You can have him.
Koozie!
Yeah. Y'all can have him. The Kevin Durant stuff, I don't know if you guys saw this.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead. Kevin Durant. Because if you miss cash on this team, I don't know how good they are.
Unless you have Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard in place of them.
You ain't having no... That's a dream. We got to stop this dream. Don't keep... People ain't coming here.
They got a max slot.
Yeah. We they're not coming here.
So nobody wants to play
we
with
need
Giannis.
To keep... No, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, it must.
It's got to be reality, Steve.
Well, why would they not want to come here to play with Giannis? Tell me
but
that.
I don't know.
You said they're not coming here. Like, it's
but
a fact.
But it's a dream because there's too many other bigger markets and things going on.
Oh, they would rather go play with the crappy Lakers.
Well,
why?
Hello?
Why would you?
That's a bigger market.
So
and
what?
Do you not know that?
What does that have to do with anything?
Do you rather live in L.A. or here? Come on, Steve.
I want a chance realistic. To win rings for as long as I
well,
can.
Well, you got to go to L.A.
To play with LeBron on
well,
the
you,
other
well,
side?
Well, you got to go to L.A. because the Bucks will win it this year, but next year you want to try to win it again, right? You got to keep this core nucleus together. You just can't let everybody leave. What is wrong with this? What is wrong with these people?
I'm trying.
You got the number one
team. You're the only one in here wanting to pay him all that money.
Well, I'm the only one smart one.
But did you? So you pay him?
I don't get it. Yes.
Max money
now.
Yes, this the time to do it.
Because you can't get anybody else to come to Milwaukee. He said.
So, I'm not even entertaining that. Who coming? Because so I'm just talking about the guy who's here now.
Right.
Steve.
So let me ask you.
We'll deal with that part later.
Roy, they get knocked out in the first round playoffs. You still give him 38?
Yeah, he deserves it.
No, they get knocked out in the first round. They don't.
It's not his fault. I mean, it's the team's fault.
Okay.
Because I'm getting Giannis the super max. So there's my two max guys. It's a wrap. Now start to build with these two guys.
I want to get back into this the Durant stuff here about, you know, Bucks, wherever he ends up, because he's a hot scorer. Hold on a second. So Durant, did you see over the weekend, New York Knicks sent out their season ticket packages for next year, Gary, right?
Oh, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you saw this?
Yeah.
Right. So they got their Knicks young center, right, is in the picture.
Yeah.
Guarding him in the picture to New York season ticket holders, it's Kevin Durant.
I think it's brilliant.
Right.
It can't be Tempers, dude.
Everybody goes crazy. The Knicks now have pulled it all back and said, we're not doing that anymore.
Oh,
we're done.
Come on.
No, we're good. Somebody caught us. It got to the media. We're out. But wait, hold on. It gets better. Today, ESPN announces the Kevin Durant Show. Featuring their agent and Steve Ballmer, owner of the Clippers.
Yeah.
Now, how can the owner of another NBA team be on his show?
Yeah. It's the NBA, cuz.
How is that possible?
Well, Mark Lazary got $25,000. That's got to be like $25 million.
But how does Ballmer allow to be on Durant's show? I don't.
That's ridiculous. Now,
that was tampering.
If James Dolan is on that show, or what happens if Mark Lazary is on Durant's show? Is that going to happen?
I don't know.
I would think
but
you have to get fined.
Not really, that's 25 is nothing to these guys.
If I'm Mark Lazary, I'm calling Durant's agent going, I want on the show after
tampering
Ballmer.
Is a million dollars.
I want to be on the second show. No, seriously, I am. Yep. I'll pay you to get on the show.
No doubt about it.
I want to be in the same room as Katie for a little while. That's all
I want. Ramona Shelburne just posted a very interesting story about Kevin Durant that we're going to have to talk about tomorrow. Just the headline. I like to read headlines. I like to judge books by their covers. Kevin Durant, The Making of a Mogul.
It's all about
he had a huge special on yesterday. I don't know if you saw it.
Title is, No Matter Where He Spends the Rest of His Career, right, Kevin Durant is determined to set him up for success for the rest of his life.
I ain't mad.
Not mad at all.
No.
He's sitting up there with his agent and former Milwaukee Buck, Charlie Bell, who is a good friend.
Charlie Bell.
Hey, Charlie Bell, man.
Not saying.
Hey, man, you can ring my bell.
Not saying.
Former Buck.
Go ahead.
Former Buck. Billy. Not saying.
Call
just saying.
People, Billy. Come on.
Well, we got to grab Sean Devaney. So these are I told Sean. I'm so sorry.
I lied
to the guys on hold.
You didn't lie. It just didn't turn out the way you wanted.
12 more minutes. Maybe 15. We'll get to you right when we start up Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane at the top of the hour. Next, from Sporting News, NBA writer.
Donnie.
Friend of the show, friend of the station, Sean Devaney joins Wendy's Big Show next. Show Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, served up hot and fresh on the Fan. 105.7 FM. The Fan.com is also how you get in touch with us, or on the radio.com app. We're a radio.com sports station. I want to thank radio.com and
I like that radio.com app. I don't know if y'all in on it, but it is the truth.
That's nice.
It really is.
Can we get to Sean Devaney?
Is his name Sean or Sean?
It's Sean. No, Sean, that's Leroy Butler.
Is it S-H-A-W-N
you can blame him.
S-E-A-N?
S-E-A-N, correct, Sean?
Cuz.
Devaney.
That is correct, yes.
That's Sean Devaney.
What's up, Sean? Appreciate the time, man, as always, as you join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We've been talking all day long, or the last hour for sure, about Chris Middleton, seemingly the last year and a half long, for how much you're going to be able to pay Chris Middleton. Where right now do you see the market for Chris Middleton number-wise when he hits free agency?
you know, he's going to probably get a max offer from somebody. Yeah. I would think Dallas would probably be a pretty good candidate. Dallas is going to try to make a big play for the likes of Kevin Durant, you know, guys like that. But probably not going to be a factor there. So it's going to be down to a guy like Chris Middleton for a team like the Mavericks. And if that's the case, then that's going to force the Bucks to go into that sort of territory, you know, of 4 years and $120-something million. It's a lot. There's no question. And you're making a commitment to a guy who's been up and down. And when he's good, they generally win. But he's not always good. And so that's going to be a tough decision. But obviously a really good two-way player. It's been a successful season. And you need to keep guys there if you want to keep the big fish. And that's of course, Giannis. So I think that in the end, they'll probably have to dole out more for Chris Middleton than they'd like.
Let me ask you this. So Brian Windhorst earlier today said they got a max slot available. Nobody's talking about the Bucks being a big player in free agency, but they very well obviously could be. Obviously, there'd be no Middleton in that scenario. But how much of a player do you think they would be for a Durant or a Kawhi or some of those guys that are available that are clearly better than Chris Middleton, but you'd have to pay max money too?
You know, I mean, Durant, if he went to Milwaukee, I think that'd be a huge coup. It's not something that we've heard anything about. You know, if it's going to be tough enough for any team to pry him out of Golden State, although he does seem, a little aggravated with his situation there for whatever reason.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the Knicks will be after him, and there's been a lot of talk about the Knicks. Like I said, the Mavericks are another possibility.
But Sean, why would he go to New York to deal with that media base if he can't handle the West Coast media?
I don't know. And why would he leave? Why would he leave a situation where you're playing for probably the best team that's been assembled since the 1960s Celtics? I don't know why you would leave that. Apparently it's because a bunch of people on Twitter call them weak for going to a front runner. If you're letting people on Twitter decide what you're doing with your career, I don't know. He's a strange cat, and I can't really explain why Kevin Durant is going to do whatever he's going to do. But as far as your question goes, I mean, you're right. You know, players say it all the time. Well, I want to be in a situation where I can win. Okay, then why are you going to New York? Like, what are the Knicks? Why wouldn't you go to Milwaukee? But players just genuinely don't do it. And it's really, it's players who wind up going there and experiencing it, whether it's Milwaukee or I think of Ray Allen when he was there or certainly Reggie Miller when he was in Indiana. You know, you wind up in a market like that through the draft or whatever, and very often guys wind up liking it, but you wouldn't wind up there unless you were drafted there or got traded there. And that's just for a lot of small markets, that's the situation that they're in.
I want to get back to Chris Middleton. So what do you think the Bucks should do? Because if they let Chris Middleton go, I mean, right now, no real replacement for him. Should they match their offer or should they just let him go? Because you also have Bledsoe sitting
there. Yeah, I mean it's a tough thing because if you match the offer, we've seen this time and again in the league that then you wind up overpaying for a guy, and that can handicap you for the near future. A team like Charlotte, went through that where they had this great year. They won, I think it was 46 games. This was like 3 years ago, and they paid everyone, and everybody was a free agent. So they paid Nick Batum this crazy $100-something million contract. They've regretted it ever since, and that's what happens. They paid Michael Gilchrist. They paid Marvin Williams. So they paid everyone, and then they just really haven't matched that. So, you can very quickly, there's only, let's face it, in the NBA, there's like nine guys who are really going to be important to you. You got your five stars and probably four guys off the bench. So if you make a mistake on one of those, it can cost you, and it can be real tough. And as good as Chris Middleton could be, they're going to have to overpay him to keep him, and that could be something that hurts the cap going forward.
Talking with Sean Devaney of Sporting News on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show.
Sean, I do have a question. I'm a big John Horst guy. I don't understand why he don't get a lot of credit. Maybe because he don't have a big name, splash name as these GM, like a Magic Johnson and stuff like that. But what does Mirotić do for the Bucks? Because that was a name I didn't necessarily see in a lot of the blogs or some of the gossip or people think about acquiring players, but I thought it was a good player for them, either coming off the bench or moving into. So what does he do for these guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, just to address the first thing you said, I agree that that Horst, that was particularly high profile, or that a lot of us in the media dealt with a lot. But certainly, look, if they go deep into the playoffs, he's going to get a lot of credit for that, because he brought in, obviously, the coach, but also, you know, the George Hill move, and now the Mirotić move, the Brook Lopez, you know, getting him. I mean, this, he'll deserve a lot of credit, and he'll get it the longer they stick around in the playoffs. But, you know, Mirotić, when you look at their style of play, they need to be able to have as many guys on the floor, especially when you get into the bench unit, who can stretch that, who can stretch the floor. And I don't think that they've felt entirely confident that Ilyasova is going to be the guy who can do that. Mirotić has a lot of playoff experience. He's a guy who has been in the playoffs. He's been tested. He's been through that. And I think he's a guy who can really, you know, give you 15, 16 points off the bench, and allow you to play some different matchups. Because he can play some center as a guy who doesn't need to be near the basket. So you get into the playoffs and you have those matchups. You have teams going small. I think he allows you to go small, and it gives you somebody who you're probably more comfortable with as a big man than Ilyasova in the way he's played this year.
Yeah, one thing we talk about here in Milwaukee, because we never had a superstar of this level in a long time, Giannis, and we've had the debate in the barbershop to say half of the barbershop says, hey, he needs to develop a jumper. He's been in the league for 6 years or whatever. He does have a consistent jumper. The other half of the barbershop, and that's the one I'm on, if you can score 30 or 40 whenever you get ready, no one can stop you in the paint. Why even beat your head against the wall? Because I understand what people say. In the playoffs, they're going to play you different. They're going to block off the paint. You're going to have to hit the mid-range jumpers from the elbow and things of that nature. Sean, what side do you come on when it comes to Giannis's game?
Yeah, you know, I think he should have a jumper. You know, I think in the playoffs that you tend to pack the paint a little bit more and it gets a little more difficult. I like what the Bucks have done, which is basically say, all right, if he's not going to make jumpers, then we're going to have four guys on the floor who can, and that's going to allow him to do whatever he does best. But that becomes a lot easier to defend in the playoffs. It really does. As like I say, you get more defenses willing to pack the paint. You get more defenses willing to play, if not a straight up zone, then use some zone techniques that allow you to play off of a guy and force him to shoot jumpers. You know, that's really something that that's going to come up in this playoffs, and we'll see how they handle it. But you know, it's funny because you talk to people in the Bucks organization, and they'll say, you know, in practice, he's a pretty good 3-point shooter, you know, and he's a pretty good mid-range shooter. It's just he doesn't trust it in the game, and it's to me, it's probably more of a mental hurdle now that he has to get over.
And
that's something that that we'll see if he gets there.
Sean, who would you say is the number one threat to the Bucks in the Eastern Conference?
Probably Toronto. I mean,
I like
what they did.
I'm glad you didn't say Boston. Thank you. Make my day.
The Celtics are falling apart before our eyes here. So, they've got a lot of talent, and they've run their team like it's an asset management firm or something. You know, you've got to take into account some chemistry at some point, and the Celtics haven't done that. But I think Toronto, I think that bringing in Marc Gasol, he's a really good fit for them, and the way they run their offense, they can run it through him. He's such a terrific passer. Not the same guy defensively, obviously, that he was a few years ago. He's a step slower. But in terms of what Toronto does, I like that pickup. So I think Toronto is right there on Milwaukee's heels. I think the Celtics can be a threat. They got a lot of stuff to work through, but they've got certainly the talent level is high. Philadelphia obviously improved their talent, but I still think we're looking at probably Toronto and Milwaukee as the two best teams in the East.
Sean Devaney, he's a Sporting News NBA writer, author of Fun City, and my favorite here, Sean, on the @SeanDevaney Twitter profile, Buffalo Wing Enthusiast.
Well, I'm gonna follow him on Twitter. Right?
I will join you on that one tonight.
Yep, I'm gonna follow
All
you
right,
right
sounds
now.
Good, guys. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Appreciate it, Sean Devaney of Sporting News. joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to build, buy, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Call Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Great Lakes Dragway starts up for the Wendy's Big Show next, but first, these words from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Valentine's Day is Thursday. When it comes to flowers for your special person, it's Lockers Florist, not some out-of-town online marketer. Lockers is locally owned, and since 1911, that's a long time, they've been creating joy in people's hearts with beautiful floral arrangements. Don't be that last-minute desperate guy trying to figure it out on Thursday. Visit LockersFlorist.com
name calling.
And find the right Valentine's arrangement to light her eyes up. Check this out. They have a Hearts of Flame Ultimate Package featuring 2 dozen beautiful fresh roses, cuddly teddy bear, heart-shaped box of chocolates, happy Valentine's balloon, and an I love you balloon. The budget-minded Lockers also has options like their Ruby Romance or Starstruck arrangements. Or let the floral design specialists, and they are specialists, customize a bouquet that says, I'll love you forever. Visit LockersFlorist.com for details or call them today at 276-7673. That's 414-276-7673 to ensure timely delivery or pickup. Or you can have it delivered early to her office. She'll be the envy of all her coworkers who want to know where that beautiful dozen roses came from. Lockers Florist, of course. Call them today at 276-7673 or visit them at lockersflorist.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.